All right, we're back. Now, this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Thanks for staying with me because I've got a special treat for you today. The YMCA is in the house.
Yeah, all right.
They are. That's Teresa. She's already ready to get on the line with us. And Bev. So Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson. Teresa is president and CEO of Volusia Flagler Family YMCA. And Bev is vice president of health strategy, Volusia Flagler Family YMCA. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And so what's going on at the Y?
There's lots going on in the Y, more than we probably have time for on this show.
Yeah, it's only a 30-minute show.
We have an internal saying in the Y that we can serve you from cradle to grave, and we have programs from the smallest child all the way up to the oldest senior citizen, a variety of locations and options.
That's great. I saw, ladies and gentlemen, I saw that the article in the paper, which was great. And there was Teresa's picture. And there's this huge write-up in the local news journal. If you missed it, go to the website and do an archive. But we're going to try to give you a quick rundown of what was in the article, but also some more of what's going on at the Y. A big transformation that's happened, not only on the local level, but just in terms of what the Y is all about.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Give our listeners a bit of what's going on and where we are and right. where we're going.
Well, nationally, our Y changed their branding in 3 years ago now, almost, because we've got our signs and everything changed. But we also locally, 4 years ago, this summer, merged the West Volusia YMCA and the Greater Daytona Y.
I saw that in the article that News Journal had, and they did a great job mm-hmm. of interviewing. Let's see, who did the Chris Graham.
Chris Graham did an amazing job with that article.
Yeah, we like the News Journal. They're good folks over there. And so they wrote it up that where you did a merger back in 2008, and that was born out of what drove that? What caused the two to get together?
Actually, at the exact same time, both YMCAs found themselves without a CEO. One retired, and one took another position with a larger Y in Tennessee, I believe. So both the board chairs, because we're operated by community citizens.
That you're an independent, not-for-profit tied into the national
tied
YMCA.
Tied into the national Y, exactly. And our corporate board is our managing entity, and they're all volunteers. So the two volunteer chairs of each board got together and said, okay, neither one of us have a CEO. It's time to talk about coming together and being one entity.
And let's be one so we can go get the best CEO on the planet.
That, right.
How's that?
I hope that's working for
us. Well, so far, so good. I mean, I read a lot about what you've been up to, and you've been able to really do what a lot of businesses are doing. And I think that's the thing that sometimes we in the community overlook, is that just because somebody, a company or a business, an entity is a not-for-profit, doesn't mean it's not a business. And
right.
so you've been cutting costs and you've been streamlining, you reduced travel expenses, right. done a lot of smart stuff that we would do in the business world.
Right, exactly. Because we have to operate as a business. And in my mind, I've been doing this for 22 years, we are not giving our money back to shareholders. We're giving our money back to our neighbors. And so we have to be good stewards of our dollars. It's what makes us a nonprofit. And sometimes that is making painful decisions, as any business leader has to do,
especially in this economy. Yeah, and I know they were not fun mm-hmm. because I'm looking at where the expenses came from, and some of it was in payroll.
Right.
And, you know, that's people.
Yeah, it's people.
And for a lot of businesses, that's one of the biggest expenses you have.
Absolutely. It is certainly ours. Our labor costs are our largest expense because we operate under a lot of rules and regulations with child care. There's certain ratios with six swimming pools. We have to have so many guards per so many swimmers. There are certain things that we just absolutely have to have.
It's a lot of work, I'm sure. So if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson from the YMCA, and we're going to be talking about what's going on at the Y, some interesting new stuff. If you're in the car, here's a quick, easy website, ymca.org. Or if you can write it down, or you can remember this, VF, like Volusia and Flagler, VFYMCA.org. You can go on there and check out all the classes, all the different things. I recently was looking. I actually stopped off. You don't know this. I stopped off and got a little information packet because I wanted to know what was available. Swimming and just so many things that I think a lot of people don't realize are available at the Y.
And that's what makes us the Volusia Flagler Family YMCA. Because mom can be doing one thing while dad's doing another. We're taking care of the kids, or the kids are in a program as well. So the whole family's being
healthy.
Can
I just drop the kids off for a little bit
and
I'll come?
No.
No. Okay.
In the summertime. That's right.
Camps,
in the day camp and
them.
After school.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. I promise we'll come right back.
What's your dream?
Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and we're joined by two great women here from the YMCA, Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson. Now, Teresa is the president and CEO. She's the head cheese. The boss lady.
Right.
And Bev is vice president of health strategy, Volusia Flagler Family YMCA. So I know that we want to start talking about some of the specific programs you have, and I know Bev is just busting it seems over there to start telling me about the different things. And you know, our health is so vital. I mean, it's so critical to take care of ourselves. And I read a quote the other day that says, if we don't take time to be healthy, we're going to have to take time for being ill or sick. So what do you want to take your time doing? I'll take working on being
absolutely.
Healthy, right?
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on and some of the exciting programs you have over there, Bev, and what you're doing.
Sure. Well, the YMCA for 160 years has really been about health and well-being. But in the past 3 years since we've rebranded, we have one of our pillars, which is called Healthy Living. And we're really focusing on how we serve our community in terms of healthy lifestyles, well-being, and how we can make a positive impact on the healthcare of not just our local community, but our country. So at the Y, we're trying to do several things, but not the least of which is focus on primary prevention. So helping people prior to the point where they may get sick, and then reclaiming health. So if they have gone through something, stepping in after the medical treatment and figuring out how we can help them become productive citizens again, basically active citizens again.
The YMCA is not just, as you put it, Teresa, in your article in the News Journal, not just a swim and gym kind of thing.
And
it sounds like what you're saying, Bev, is there's an actual individualized treatment plans.
Absolutely.
See, I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that. You know, you think, well, I'm on my own. I go in, I work out, or I go in the pool, and that's it.
Right.
But you can go in, they can schedule, they can join, they can schedule time to get individual counseling?
Yes. Basically what we do, when somebody joins our YMCA, they go through a consultation with a certified personal trainer.
Wow.
And we try to establish kind of a relationship at that point. Find out what drove people to the Y. Everybody comes into the Y for a different reason. Sometimes they are looking to get healthy. Sometimes they're looking for a relationship to support them while they embark upon a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, so in some encouragement, a support group.
Absolutely.
Hold me accountable.
Exactly.
Even if I say not to, right?
We are a great accountability partner, whether you want us to be or not. Yes. And then we have some very specialized programs, and some of which are very new to us here locally, that really help people kind of take control over their health before it gets to a point where they're dealing with sickness, as you mentioned before. One of those is our diabetes prevention program.
That's great. Yeah, I heard you just got a grant for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful.
We did. We got a grant for this in March of this year. And this is an evidence-based program that was created out of a clinical trial sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control. And we are one of 51 YMCAs throughout the country.
And you said before that we started the program, I didn't know this, 2,700 YMCA
in the United States.
Yes. Individual operations.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. It's a lot. So what is this grant going to enable you to do?
This grant enables us to work with people that are diagnosed with prediabetes or at significant risk for developing diabetes and help them kind of stop that process or delay the onset of diabetes. So it's an evidence-based support system that gives participants the tools they need to change their lifestyle to live a healthy lifestyle.
So one of our listeners, or maybe many of them, they say, you know, that's me. I've got diabetes, or I've been told, you know, I've got metabolic syndrome, or I've got something. You didn't think I knew that. So you have these things, and you're like, what do I do? Then they come in, they get individualized counseling. They're told exactly what your support services can give them and help them change, actually reverse this, right? That's
absolutely the
potential.
Absolutely. And if they do qualify, if they have pre-diabetes, then we can place them into this program. If they have diabetes, then we're there to help them along the way and support them in the changes that they need to make or help them maintain the changes they have made.
So this, obviously with diabetes or anything that is metabolic, dealing with our way our bodies handle sugars and things, this is also diet.
Absolutely.
So it's not just hitting the weights or going sweating in the gym.
It's
nutrition's
it's
a big part
lifestyle.
Of it.
It's a whole lifestyle. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting to know.
Yeah. We're excited to have the program.
That's good. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is very interesting. Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson are here from the YMCA, and the website is vfymca.org. We're going to take another quick break, but as always, I'll be right back. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Bev Johnson, Teresa Rogers are here from the YMCA. We've been talking about healthy living and things, programs for helping to deal with and recover or address diabetes. And that's just one program. The YMCA hasn't transformed into a diabetes center.
Right.
This is just one aspect. Okay. And so you mentioned there's the different pillars of health.
Right.
Talk about that.
With our new branding a few years ago, with that comes what we call our focus areas. And we have youth development, healthy living, which Bev has been speaking about, and then our pillar of social responsibility. So we've really taken all of our programs that we've been doing, some for 160 years, as was mentioned earlier, and focused them under one of those pillars. And sometimes they cross each other. For example, we've got some in our after-school program and our summer camp, we've totally revamped our snacks, our food program, everything, so that is still youth development, but it also fits in with our pillar of healthy living. Social responsibility, we do a lot of activities in our community. We have the responsibility of dealing with over 500 volunteers that
Wow.
work with us, that are all of our neighbors, that coach ball or swim or serve on our corporate board, serve on our family center boards. There's just a lot of different activities.
Well, now you mentioned kids, you mentioned volunteers, mm-hmm. you mentioned a lot of these activities. The question, of course, that parents are thinking is, talk to me about safety for my child,
right.
about the background checking and all this kind of stuff, because some of us are paranoid.
Absolutely. As we should be, unfortunately, when it comes to our children. And we do full background screening checks as required by law. On all of our child care, we do actually FBI background checks on our lead people, as well as all of our volunteers. If you're going to coach youth basketball, you have to go through a background check, so on and so
Very
forth.
Good.
So it really doesn't
And
matter.
There's the, you've got ratios, you've got multiple people involved, so
right.
that, you know, nobody's, because we hear stories about a child is, you know, they're left in another part of a building somewhere,
yep.
or left in a bathroom,
yep.
and nobody knows where they are. And
right. Yeah, so. We have ratios for our child care. We have ratios for our swimming pools,
Excellent.
For our lifeguards, all of that. Our resident camp is actually an accredited American Camping Association accreditation, which is a pretty tough accreditation to get. And
Excellent.
That, our Camp Winona in De Leon Springs holds that accreditation.
Yeah,
so we're very serious about the safety of our programs. And I realize we really haven't spoken a lot. We also have lots of senior activities as well.
Wonderful.
In all of our facilities.
It's full service, right?
It's full
That's why
service.
You call it a family YMCA, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, now the next one, of course, that a lot of people, this is where I tie it in. This is a financial show. So we're going to talk about the money part of this.
Right.
Talk about the cost and how families can kind of make this, you know, again, budgeting for this, for their health care and
right.
their financial well-being or their fitness.
Right. One of the things that we did just 3 years ago, even 2 years ago, I believe, was implement what's called a YOUR program, which is your own unique rate. So our membership rates are based on your household income. So everybody that comes in, there's a scale. We don't ask you, you know, what your last paycheck was, but you give us a scale of where you are, and that's how your rate's based on, so that we offer financial assistance for
that's
all
good.
Of our programs
that's
and
very
membership.
Good. Wow, that's great. So give me a range. Can you give our listeners a ballpark of what we're talking about? If somebody, let's go with the highest. I know it's, is it like three levels?
Yes, there's three levels, right? There's the A, B, and C plan, and the rates for a family membership, it ranges from $55 down to, I believe, $35
okay.
a month. It's a monthly fee. And then we also have a corporate plan that we didn't talk about.
Yeah, what's that about?
We've signed on, we're doing a corporate wellness plan, and we're actually getting ready to kick off a fall into fitness corporate challenge, more or less, healthy weight challenge for five or six of our local companies, so... there's very benefits good. To
so that's something Holland Financial could have.
Absolutely.
Well, we can just, it you, sure if, is. If you listeners don't mind, we're just going to negotiate a rate.
No,
that's great, because I think a lot of businesses, of course, they you know, they provide health care, they mm-hmm. provide the health insurance, which is a huge expense.
Right.
I can tell you, yes. it's a huge expense.
We provide it as well.
And you do.
For
so
our
you know
boys,
what we're talking
yes.
about. So you want to make sure that people are obviously healthy. Getting the most bang for their buck. So for
right.
for a little more on top right. of that health insurance, that they try to keep people healthier.
Right. Exactly.
And a healthy person is a good worker, right?
Right. They're more productive and their insurance rates are less. You know, there's just a variety of benefits to having your employees part of a corporate wellness program.
That's good. And so you make it available to the company, makes it available, and they get like a corporate rate.
Right. Okay. They get a corporate rate, and every company does it different. We bring in a menu of activities of what you want us to do. We can come on site and do some things. They can
or just
go,
let them just let them
or
come
they
to
can
the
just
facility.
Let them come to the facility.
Like a quote unquote. It's basically like a group rate.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep.
Like a Groupon kind of rate or something.
not quite.
Not quite. I knew that Teresa was going to correct me on that. All right. If you're just joining us, we're having a good time here with Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson from the YMCA. And we're going to take a quick break, compose ourselves, and come right back.
80.
30.
50.
Every mile brings us closer.
25.
Every mile in a city near you.
75.
Help us stop diabetes.
100.
Join the Tour de Cure.
60.
Register to ride.
36.
Or sponsor a rider.
50.
Call 1-888-DIABETES or visit us online at diabetes.org/tour. How many miles will you ride?
We're back. We're talking about money on the break, that you know, that when we deal with all these different fitness and health things, a lot of this is tied back to money, because it's, you know, healthcare is one seventh of our economy.
Absolutely.
It's a huge expenditure for all of us, and we're in the throes of trying to figure out how we're going to do national healthcare, right. or should we? So the YMCA, in their own way, with 2,700 locations, they're already providing YMCA care.
Right. Absolutely. Across our country, just to give you another number, there's 21 million people in the United States that are either in a Y program or are members of a Y.
That's a lot.
It's a large organization, and that's why we're able to do these programs like Center for Disease Control, because they know the Y can reach out into the community. The other beauty of the Y is, as we were talking, we're very conscious that we don't want to turn anyone away for their inability to pay. It's part of our Christian heritage. It's how the Y was founded.
And I think it's good for our listeners that, of course, that are of that belief system, mm-hmm. that are Christians or respect that faith, that they can be reassured that the Y has not lost its
Absolutely.
Faith, so to speak.
Absolutely. We're still the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. We're still a Christian association. The branding was all about changing our look and our feel to make us more visible,
Hip.
Visibly present. Exactly.
Current,
that's exactly
right?
what it was.
Current.
That's exactly what it was.
That's okay. You can say it. We can take it.
So we're still, our Christian mission is the same. And the beauty of the Y is that we do have a Christian heritage. We do have a Christian mission. However, everybody is welcome at the Y, no matter your belief, no matter what makes up your family. You know, families are in all different shapes and sizes these days. And our fundraising efforts are solely to go back into our own community to help our own neighbors be able. I believe every child should have a Y experience, and every person should have a Y experience.
Well, and I know this is part of what you're doing, and I'll ask it anyway, mm-hmm. is that, you know, if we can get the kids involved at an early age in physical activity and making good choices
right.
with their diet, you know, so much of diet is learned.
That's right.
And what we go to for foods or our mm-hmm. culture. So if we can get them, you know, get them that positive exposure,
right.
it'll have a huge impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. We have Teresa Rogers, who is the president and CEO of the local YMCA, and Bev Johnson, who is the vice president of health strategies. And I know you work out too.
I do.
So you're in there. You're living it. You're doing it.
Absolutely.
That's
totally
great.
I believe in what we do.
That's great. So what else can we, with a little bit of time we have left, what else about the Y should we share with our listeners that they might be surprised to know?
I think one of the things that most listeners may not know is how often we do partner with other community organizations. We are a United Way organization, but we partner with both Halifax, Florida Hospital. We do a lot of programs with the health department. We just partner with most anyone that has our same type of mission, if you will, into helping our community be a better place. That's really what it's all about.
And I think the other thing that I don't want to overlook, because I, unless you've been to Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know all what's there. So let's just do a quick rundown. Okay, we know we got the swimming.
Right.
Okay. We know there's a gym. What does that mean? What's in the, what can they do in terms of, is it weightlifting or what's there?
Right. Well, our gym is where we play basketball. Okay. So in our gym, we have youth basketball, adult basketball, volleyball, open play. And then in our wellness center is where we have all of our weights and everything from free weights to all of our cardio equipment.
So you've got the treadmills, stair climbers, the bikes. Do you have, I also read somewhere that you have yoga?
We have yoga. We have cycling classes, the spinning that's very popular. And then a variety of what we call Les Mills classes. It's just a brand name of different classes that you can take. Zumba, which is incredibly popular these days. We have lots of Zumba going on.
An excuse to dance is what it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, all the pools. We have 6 pools across the county. And we're the home of Daytona Speed, so we're proud to have a partnership with them as well. They use all of our pools for their training of their kids.
But people aren't on their own. We talked about the personal trainer, but they also don't have to do the personal trainer part. They can kind of be in the middle where they have, not on your own, but not necessarily a personal trainer if they don't want. And they can do these group classes.
Right, exactly.
So you've got group classes for the cycling. You've got the group classes for Zumba, you mentioned.
Zumba, all kind, yoga.
All of that.
We've got weight training group classes. We have boot camp style classes. If there's a desire, we probably have a class that will be.
That's good.
Or we'll create one.
That's right.
So to get started, they can go to the website, which was ymca.org. And of course, the local chapter is vfymca.org. And you've got several locations around the area. I had the list here. I'm sure you know it from memory. Let's see here. You've got Deland, Deltona, Holly Hill, Ormond Beach, Port Orange. And then in Southeast Volusia, you've also got Edgewater.
Mm-hmm. Edgewater, and then Camp Winona.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Bunch of convenient locations.
A lot of convenient locations.
So they can go to the website, or they can just stop in. You've got information available right there.
Right.
And pick up the information like I did the other day and see what's going on and get set up.
All right. And we thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Teresa Rogers and Bev Johnson from the YMCA, ymca.org, vfwymca.org. It's a mouthful. Thanks for joining us.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.